Bavasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavasa Pavli, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Koifen get le'ish afapisha ein ishtay imoy, v'shoiva le'ish le'isha afapisha ein bar le'ima, v'vad jehe makiran, v'abal noisin es haschal. The Mishnah says one may write a get for a man without the wife being present, and a receipt for his wife without the husband being present, as long as the sofer and the witnesses recognize the husband and the wife, and that the husband pays the bill for writing the get. Koifun shtar aloive afpisha ein amalve imoy, vein koifun lamalve ad jehe aloive imoy, v'aloive noisin sechal. One may write a loan document for the borrower without the lender being present, but not vice versa, and the borrower pays the bill for writing it. Koifun shtar lamoiche afpisha ein lekech imoy, vein koifun lalekech ad jehe amoiche imoy, v'alekech noisin sechal. One may write a contract for a seller without the buyer being present, but not vice versa, and the buyer pays the bill for writing it. Ein koifin shitri erusin v'nesuin ela midas shneim v'achosan noisin eschar. One may not write a betrothal, a marriage document, without the consent of both the husband and the wife, and the groom pays the bill. Ein koifin shitri erusus v'kablonus ela midas shneim v'amakabon noisin eschar. One may not write contracts of sharecroppers, whether as erusus, where he has to give him a fixed amount of produce per year to the landowner, or kablonus, where the landowner receives a percentage of the produce, without the consent of both of them, and the sharecropper pays the bill. Ein koifin shitrei biruin v'chol ma'ase beistin el midas shneim v'shneim noisnim es haschar. One may not write a selection document where two litigants choose the dayanim for their court case, or any document of an action of beistin without the consent of both of them, and both have to pay the bill. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer l'shneihem koifin shnayim l'zeh ba'atzmai u'l'zeh ba'atzmai. Rav Shimon Gamliel says each one has a document written for themselves. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Sarach Shehei Makir L'Shneim. The Bible says the sofer and both of the witnesses have to recognize both the husband and the wife for both a get and a receipt of payment of ksuba money to the divorced wife. Amar Rabbi La, Sarach Shehei Makir L'Ish B'Gitoi U'L'Isha B'Shevua. The Bible says the sofer and witnesses must only recognize the husband in order to write a get and the wife in order to write a receipt. Masnisim Pligi Al Rabbi Abba, Hiskin Rabbi Shim Baron Gamliel, Hazokin Shiyichtoiv Ish Ploini, Vachomashi Yeshloi, Isha Ploini Vachomashi Yeshla, Vibne Tikkun Ha'ilam. The question is against Rabbi Abba is from the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, the elder, decreed that the sofer should write Ploini or any other name that he has, Ploinis or any other name that she has, in order for society to function properly. And according to Rabbi Abba, the sofer has to recognize both of them, so why must you write this text? And the Gemara asks another question, Vafilu Karebi La. This is also against the Bilah, because the first clause there says originally the sofer would write the names and the names of their towns. Now according to Bilah, that the sofer doesn't need to recognize the woman, surely we should be concerned that she changed her name. And these questions remain unanswered by the Gemara.